Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Chav Gimel. As we continue the sugyas of Kol HaZachim Shekiblu Daman, and we finished yesterday the discussion of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and we started the discussion of Tameh. Tameh, who is the Tameh person in the Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the parak on Daf Tezvav? So the Ziknei Dorim had a big chiddush. The Ziknei Dorim told us that the Tameh in the Mishnah, that the Avoda would be possible if the Kohen, when he is Tameh, does the Avoda, is only by a Tameh Sheretz. Ironically, if the Kohen was Tameh Mace, so then the Avoda would be Kshera. Why? Since we know that L'chadchila, the Kohanim would be able to do the Avoda by Tameh Mace, B'tzibur, Tumahotra B'tzibur, so too, by a Karban Yachid, if they did the Avoda B'di'evet, it would be okay. They agree L'chadchila, they would not be able to do the Avoda, but B'di'evet, it would be okay. That was their Chiddush. The Gemara asked the Kasha on that. Shouldn't it be, according to Rashi's Pshat that we said, shouldn't it be a Kol Shekein that then Tumah Chavetzibur should also apply by Tumah Sheretz, which is also one of the Avos HaTumah? So the answer was that no, you don't say that Kol Shekein, because we have to compare the Mechaper to the Miskaprin, as the Gemara said. Just like the Miskaprin, B'nei Yisrael, it only applies by Tamei Meis, that's a special din, so to the Mechaprin. Then we spoke about Mike Kasavi. The Gemara said, what exactly does the Ziknei Dorim seem to hold regarding the issue of Shechita Vizrika al Tamei Sheretz? What about if they are Tamei on Erev Pesach, and that night, though, they're going to be able to eat the current Pesach? Do you Shecht Shochi Vizorik for them? So the Gemara says, it must be that you are Shochi Vizorik, and therefore, that is the composite Shechita of theirs. So just to summarize, the Kohen who does the Avoda, Tamei Meis, that does the Avoda, according to the Ziknei Dorim, the Avoda would be Kshera. And number two, their second Chiddush was that Tumah Hucha B'tzibur does not apply to Tumah Sheretz. Those are the two things that the Ziknei Dorim tell us. This, by the way, is known in the Achronim as the Sugi of the Ziknei Dorim. If you look in the Brisker Rav, if you look in the other Achronim, the title of this blot is the Sugi of the Ziknei Dorim, the Southern Elders. Okay, so Amar Ula. So now we get fresh. Amar Ula. Ula tells us, Takaluhu Reish Lakish Lidromoi. Reish Lakish was very upset. Taka is a lashon of like hitting somebody. It doesn't mean that here, but he was very upset at the Ziknei Dorim. So Reish Lakish was upset. It's also unclear where the Ziknei Dorim Tanoim or Amoraim. Well, the Ziknei Dorim. Reish Lakish is going to take extreme issue with them right now, but it's very unclear who were these Ziknei Dorims, the unknown Ziknei Dorims. The Rishonim discussed it, exactly who they were. But relates to the issue of where our Amoraim allowed to argue at Tanaim, or they just wouldn't argue at Tanaim. We discussed it in the past, Reb Chaim Shita, based on a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim, where Reb Chaim assumes that the Amoraim could argue on Tanoim, but they just wouldn't argue on Tanoim, because that was the Kabbalah that they accepted. Most other Mefarshim explain that, no, they're not allowed to argue on Tanoim unless they find another Tanaitic source, another Mishnah, another Brisa, and here there's no other source quoted, so that might tell us that they were Amoraim. Either way, it's not clear. Doesn't matter for our purposes right now. So Ula says that Reish Lakish was very upset. V'chieze koach maruba, koach mechaprin or koach miskaprin. Who has a stronger koach, the mechaprin or the miskaprin? The kohanim who bring the kapara, the mechaprin or the miskaprin, the ones that get the kapara, the B'nai Yisrael, havi omer, koach miskaprin. The koach miskaprin get kapara. Why? Because the Bailim, if they are Tamei Sheretz, what did we just say? If the Bailim are Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, they could still send their karbon, and they could get the karbon shechted for them, and the blood sprinkled for them, and they could get eat the karbon that night. So the owners, if they're Tamei Sheretz, that's okay. But what if the Kohen is a Tamei Sheretz? That's exactly what our Mishnah is referring to. That's a puzzle. So what do you see? Who's the stronger? Havi Omer Koach Miskaprin. The Bailim have a stronger Koach. Because even if they are Tamei Sheretz, the Avoda done for them can be effective. Even though the Kohanim, if they themselves are Tamei Sheretz, will not be able to do the Avoda. So if that's true, that the Bailim are stronger in a sense than the Kohanim, so Uma B'makom Shenitmu Bailim B'Sheretz. Mishalchan Karbonasayan, in the place where if the Bailim were Tamei Sheretz, and they could send their Karbonas. Kohen Shenitza B'Sheretz, Eda Maratza, and yet if the Kohen does the Avoda when he's Tamei Sheretz, the Avoda is not kosher. Makom Shenitzu Bailim B'Meis, in a place where the Bailim are Tamei Meis, Shein Mishalchan Karbonasayan. If a Yisrael is Tamei Meis, he cannot send his Karbonas. Kohen Shenitza B'Meis, Eda Dichina Maratza. So surely a Kohen that's Tamei Meis should not be able to do the Avoda. It's exactly against what the Zikvei Dorim said. The Zikvei Dorim said our Mishnah is only about Tamei Sheretz, not about Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis would be kosher. That's the big Chiddush. Tamei Meis would be kosher according to the Zikvei Dorim. Says the Gemara, no. The basis of your assumption maybe is wrong. Ksaveri Zikvei Dorim, Tamei Meis Nami Mishaleach Karbonosav. No, Tamei Meis also is allowed to send his Karbonos. Just like a Tamei Sheretz can send his Karbonos, a Tamei Meis. So the whole basis of the logic of the Kal V'Chomer falls away. Says the Gemara, really? A Tamei Meis person could be Mishaleach Karbonosav? V'yoksiv ish ishki yetamei v'asa pesach v'chodesh ha-sheni v'chulu. What's the whole parasha of Pesach Sheni? The whole parasha of Pesach Sheni is that if the Bailam are Tamei on Pesach Rishon, so then they have to wait. And then they have the opportunity to wait. So how can you say a Tamei Meis can send their Karbonos? No, that's the whole point of the parasha of Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara answers, no, the mitzvah. They're supposed to wait. But if they didn't wait, it would still be kosher. That's just the mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, v'haksiv ish l'fiyachlo. Karei Pesach is about the eating. We've mentioned a number of times already. Karei Pesach has a unique connection to the achilas ha-karban more than any other karban. And that is why the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Psachim that even if it's brought betumah, it's the only one that's eaten betumah. And that's why the Beis HaLevi explains, as we've discussed, that even though other karbanas, the mitzvah might just be to have the karban eaten, the Chefza, but by Karban Pesach, the mitzvah is to eat. Every Jew has to have a kezayis of the Karban Pesach. So it's all about the eatings. How can you say that a Tamei Meis is going to be able to be Mishaleach Karbonosav of the Karban Pesach? It's all about eating. Limitzvah also, that's only on the Lechatchila level and not b'dieved. Says the Gemara continuing, Gulakuve lo, it's not a dinli kuva. Teshek l'karan Pesach for the eaters. V'hatanya, the Brisa says, b'michsas nefashos, you have to measure exactly how many souls could fit for each karban. Melamed she'ein ha-Pesach nishchat elalim nuyav. Teaches us that the karban Pesach could only be shechted for the appointed ones. It's also the only karban they have to be appointed for before the time of its shechting. Shechtu shalom nuyav, if you shechted it for people who are not in mind, shalom nuyav, yachol yehei ka'over la mitzvah, you might think that there's a problem. Tamalomar tachosu, hakasav shana hakasav la'akiv. You've said the Pasuk repeats it in order to be li'ikuva. By karbanis, if you have it twice in a Pasuk, it's li'ikuva. So just like the halach of limnuyav is Le'ikuvas, the Gemara says, v'iskish ochlan lemnuyin. Just like the appointees, that halacha is le'ikuva, so l'chara shechting it for people who can eat it. Right? Let's say if I shecht it for zakenim who cannot eat a kezayis. The entire Karban Pesach, that's pasul. You have to shecht it for people who can eat a kezayis of the karban. So isn't that a rejection of the Zikvei Dorim? The Zikvei Dorim say that even a Tamei Meis can be Mishaleach his Karban Pesach, an unbelievable Chiddush. So Gemara says, no, Zikvei Dorim lo makshi. Zikvei Dorim do not compare the appointees and the ones who have to eat it. And even though the ones who have to eat it, the ones who, that's a din only lechachila, that is not compared to the din of menuyim, which is a din even b'dieved. That's the Chiddush. We discussed a couple of years ago in the Parsha Shir, the message that many achronim suggest about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, we're talking here a little bit about Pesach Sheni, so the Meshech Chachma discusses Pesach Sheni at length in Parsha Baal Oscha, but many of the Baali Musar explain that what's the Musar Haskel of Pesach Sheni? Two words, Lama Nigara. Lama Nigara, why should we be left out? Pesach Sheni reflects the idea of not only doing a mitzvah when it's in front of me, but if a mitzvah is not in front of me, I try to do my best to put myself into a position of doing the mitzvah. That's the message of Pesach Sheni. The Oses HaTorah says, that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos. Bo re'ei shelo kedaros harishonim daros harachronim. Don't compare the earlier generations to the later generations. Why? The earlier generations, hayu bachrisit peiros derach traksimon kedei lachayev and b'beiser. You know what they did in the earlier generations? They went out of their way to make sure that their peiros were chayev and chubas and b'beiser. Even though mida oraisa, to be chayev and chubas and b'beiser, you have to take your tvua straight through the front door. You got to take it in the normal way. Then you have You have Gemar Malacha, you have Riyas Pnei Abayis, thank you. But that is only the Doras HaRishonim. Doras HaAchronim, what do we do nowadays? Says the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hey, we take it through the roof, so that we don't have the Chiyuv and Meiser. What's the message of that Gemara? It's the message. The message seems to be that they went out of their way to put themselves into the situation of doing mitzvahs. Not just doing the mitzvah, but they put themselves into the situation of doing the mitzvahs. By the way, it seems like from there that Hafrashas Truman Shemayis is a mitzvah, which is itself a machlokas, Rambam and others. Do you count Hafrashas Truman? Nesinas Truman might be a mitzvah. What about the Hafrasha? So it sounds like the Gemara is emphasizing that even the Hafrasha. But that says the Otzer HaTorah in Baloscha is an Oev Hashem, somebody who goes out of his way to try to get a mitzvah. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, we mentioned this also a couple of years ago, Rav Moshe says that was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was sitting there in pain. There were no guests. What was his problem? It was as if it was Tuesday and he was upset that it wasn't Shabbos. It wasn't like there were guests and he couldn't invite them in. There were no guests. What was he so upset about? There was no situation of the mitzvah. No, because Avraham Avinu had a taiva to be in the situation of a mitzvah. The Gemara says at the end of the first parak of Maseches Sota, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? What, he wanted to eat from the fruits? He wanted to say Gafna in Ala Michya? No, what did he want so bad? He wanted to do the mitzvahs. He was Pater. Onis Rachman Patre. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He had to be into the situation. There's a story here, if you remember the story, about the one time in Radin. There was one of the yeshiva boys that was out late, that he was walking back, and he stayed in one of those that stayed in the Chafetz Chaim's house. There was no dormitory, maybe, so he was staying in the Chafetz Chaim's house. So it was very late at night, the middle of the night, he was walking back from the Beis Medrash, and he sees the Chafetz Chaim walking around on the street, and the Chafetz Chaim starts screaming at him, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You're out so late, you have to get to sleep, to go back quickly." So he runs back home, and he goes to sleep, and okay. So the next morning he wakes up, he sees the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin's like, "Oh, did you see my husband last night?" He's like, "Yeah, so I'm walking around. I thought he was out, like, checking for the boys and his curfew." So he says, "What?" He says, "No, no, no." He says, "You know what last night was?" "So what was last night?" "So it was the 15th of the month." He says, "Yeah, so what?" He says, "It's been cloudy for 2 weeks. He hasn't done Kiddush Levana yet. He was walking around the whole night to see if there was one moment that he'd be able to see the moon." "I want to go to sleep. Bonus Rachmana Patre." No, no, no. He had to put himself into the position. That's Pesach Sheni. That's Pesach Sheni. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. So our Gemara says, according to the Zikne Darom, that even if you don't take upon yourself the opportunity, you know, b'di'eved, just do Pesach Rishon. But that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants, that's the mitzvah is to wait. The mitzvah is to wait to do it b'hidura, to be able to eat the carbon. Okay. That is related to to Tame and the Zikne Darom. So we continue now. Sixth line. The Gemara does not let up. The Gemara says that even if you don't make the hekesh between the Menuyin and the Ochlin, the Gemara says we still have a problem with the Zikne Dara. We have another Kavachomer. Remember, the Zikne Dara, just keep it in mind, we just keep asking questions on them and eventually we will reject them. The Maskar of the Gemara, we do not hold like the Zikne Darum. But they hold that the Mishnah is only about Tamei Sheretz, not about Tamei Meis. When the Kohanim do the Avodah but Tamei Meis, but the Avodah is Kshera, tremendous Chiddush. And then the other sheet about Tumah Hutra B'tzibur only applies to Tamei Meis, as we'll see if that part is rejected. Says the Gemara. If where the Bailim are nitma b'sheretz, they could send their karbanos l'chadchila. So we said an erev Pesach. If I'm tamei sheretz, but I'm going to be able to eat the carbon tonight, I could be mishalach my karbanos. Kohen nitma b'sheretz ain't a maratze. You want a kohen with the b'sheretz? Cannot. Makom shenitmu Bailim b'meis she'ain mishalach karbanos ain l'chadchila. So just add in the word, the same, similar kavachomer that we said before, but add in the word lachadchila. By Tamei Sheretz, they could send their karbanos lachadchila, and yet a kohen is pasul if he does the avodah. So surely in a place where a bailam cannot send their karbanos lachadchila, right, by Tamei Meis, because you got to wait till Pesach Sheni, so surely a kohen, the Tamei, should not be able to do the avodah. It should be pasul. So therefore, that's the kasha on the Zikne Daro. So Gemara says, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha on that as well. We have the second half of the Mishnah quoted here, but we got to look at the first half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah quoted in Pesachim and Daf Pei. The Mishnah says there, HaPesach Shenizrak Damo, V'yachach Nizrak No Dashu Tamei, Yavzrikas Adam, Remember the Mishnayos and Psachim describe the whole row of Kohanim from the east to the west in the Azara. All the Kohanim are involved. You pass the blood. The busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, Erev Pesach. Every single Jew is bringing a carbon. So all the carbon are lined up. You pass the blood this way. You pass the empty Mizrakas the other way. So what happens if after one of the carbonas are brought and the Zrikas Adam, oi, Tuma. What's the halacha? Do I have to bring another carbon? To make myself crazy to find another sheep before the Seder? So Pesach, Shizrak Damo, Viakak Noda, Shutame, Hatzitz Meratze. If there was Tuma and you only found out after the Zrikas Adam, don't worry about it. The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol has special powers. It's meratza on tuma. But nitzma haguf ain't a tzitz meratza. But if the guf, we don't know what that is yet. Who's guf? Who's guf? If there was tumas haguf, the tzitz does not help out, and the owner has to wait till Pesach Sheni. Then the next line of the Mishnah is what we have in front of us. Mipnei sha'amru, because we say the halacha is nazir va'osa Pesach. Hatzitz meratzal tumas dam, the ein tzitz meratzal tumas aguf. Only if the dam became tamei, that's where we say the tzitz is meratzah. But if the guf became tamei, so then it ruins Karban Pesach, and therefore the person has to break Pesach Sheini, and also a nazir loses his nazirus, and therefore he has to start counting over again. So b'mai, what type of tuma are we talking about, and who's becoming tamei? That's unclear in the Mishnah. So b'mai, who are we talking about? Ilema b'tumas sheretz. Are we talking about Tumas Sheretz? Ha'amrit Shoftim Vizorkit Al Tamei Tumas Sheretz. It can't be that, because that you're even allowed to do Lechadchila if the Bailim become Tamei. The Kohen is allowed to forget the Tis being Meratzah B'Dieved. You can even bring that carbon Lechadchila. Ela Tumas Meis. What must we be talking about? It must be talking about Tumas Meis, where the owner became Tamei Meis. Viketani Eina Tis Meratzah. And what do you see from there? That the Tis is not Meratzah on Tumas Meis. Alma, so what do you see? Nitzmu Bailam Meis, Emishalchon Karban Hasein. So you see that, it's against the Zignei Darum, right? Because the Mishnah is talking about some type of tumor that the tzitz is not Meratz. It can't be about Tumas Sheretz, it must be about Tumas Meis. So guess what they said? They said Tumas Meis, you can say the Karban is for the Eved. So says the Gemara, no, lo. Eid Itmi Bailam Meis Hachanami. How would the Zignei Darum understand this Mishnah? If the Bailam became Tumas Meis in Hachinami, it would be kosher. The tzitz would be Meratz. The Kohen became Tamei Sheretz. That's what this part of the Mishnah means. After Shida B'Kubetzes, what does Tumas Sheretz have to do with Nazirus? A Nazir only loses his Nazirus by Tumas Meis. The three things a Nazir can't do are Tumas Meis. If a Nazir becomes a different type of Tumah, it doesn't affect him. It doesn't lose his, it becomes Tamei, but it doesn't affect his Nazirus. So what's the Mishnah? How can we even suggest? So number one, you can just say, okay, Tumas Sheretz is only referring to the Kohen, not the Nazir. But it's difficult, because if you say this is what the Mishnah is about, talking about Nazir to Kohen, it doesn't sound that way. So Shita B'Kubetzes has a different shot. He says, it doesn't mean Tumas Sheretz here. It means a Tumas Meis type of Tumas Sheretz. What does that mean? If somebody who was Tumas Meis, somebody touched a dead body, he's Tumas for 7 days. On his seventh day, he touched me. So that's a Tamei Meis, that's Dumya to Tumas Sheretz. That's what the Shita B'Kubetzes says in Os Dalid. V'yishlomer, Tumas Sheretz de Ka'amar, Ratzalomer ke'ein Tumas Sheretz, k'go Tamei Meis b'shvi shalo. That's the Chiddush, because you got to come up with a Tumas Sheretz that applies to Nazir. Doesn't apply to Nazir, Tumas Sheretz. So it really means a Tamei Meis type of Tumas Sheretz, which is on the seventh day. That's the suggestion of the Shita B'Kubetzes. That's the possibility. How does Zikrei Darim read the Gemara? Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Because if so, look at the next line of the Mishnah. Eima Seifa, Nitma Tumas Hataho, Matitz Meratze. The halacha is, even though Tumas Haguf, it's this is not Meratze for, we say the carbon is ruined, but if it was Tumas Hatahom, literally Tuma of the depth, the tzitz would be meratzah. What's tumah of the depth? That's tumah that nobody knew about in life. Nobody ever knew about this tumah. So literally it means you have a corpse all the way down, and nobody ever knew there was a corpse here. And afterwards you find out, what happened? There was a corpse here. It's tumah at the home. It's a special, other Rashi quotes elsewhere, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that tumah at the home is not meratzah. What type of tumah does that apply to? Tumah at the home. So let's see. Hatani Rebbe Chia Lo Amru Tumas Hatahom El Lameis Bilvad. Tumas Hatahom, it's only by Tumas Meis. A Tumas Meis that you never knew about in your life, So that is halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that the tzitz is meratzah. So the Gemara says, lemeis lemutemai. What is that excluding? So my lav lemute tumas atahom de sharetz. It is that excluding sharetz, and therefore we have a problem. Because the Zikne Darab say the first half of the Mishnah is talking about tumas sharetz. And now we're saying the second line of the Mishnah is excluding tumas sharetz. So they have a problem. Reading the Mishnah. The first line says tumas sharetz is under discussion. The second line says tumas atahom, tumas sharetz is excluded. Second, you read the Mishnah. So says the Gemara. Lo limute tumas atahom de ziva is excluding tumas atahom of ziva. What does that mean? Tumas atahom, for our purposes, doesn't only have to mean tuma in the depth. It basically means tuma that there was no way of ever knowing about. So there's another example of that. Tumas atahom de ziva. What does that mean? We know azav, azava, two of the mechusrei kapara. They have to wait if azav, if a man or a woman, azava, different halachas, azav two times, three times, has to wait 7 days, seven clean days. We know that nowadays all nidus have the halacha of zava gedolas. But let's say a man has a re'iyah, bein hashmashos, right at twilight. So the halacha is, if a man sees for 2 days in a row, so then he is azav. He is azav. And therefore he has to wait 7 days. Shiva Nikiyim. Or if he only saw 1 day, one Riyah, he does not have to wait. But what about a Ben Hashmashas? So you're not sure. Ben Hashmashas is Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. So you don't know, did he see during the day? Did he see during the night? Did he see both? We're not sure. Suffolk. Right, if a baby is born Ben Hashmashas, you have to do the Bris Milah the following, considered day 8 from the second day, because you're not sure. You don't want to do it too early. It's better to do it a day late than to do it a day early. So that is similar to a Suffolk of Tumas Atahom. That tumma of, you know exactly when the re'iyah was, but it's an unanswerable question. Just like tumas atahom is an unanswerable tumma, there was no way to know. So that's what's being excluded. But really, sheretz could be included, according to the Zikne Darom. And tumas atahom of sheretz could be included, and that's how they learn the Mishnah. Okay, so that is, so far, the tumas Zikne Darom are not rejected yet. 2 points here that we have to talk about. Number one, this idea of Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is considered an unanswerable question. The Achronim, or Soloveitchik, was fond of quoting the Ritva in Maseches Yuma. The Ritva in Maseches Yuma on, just lost the place, the Ritva in Maseches Yuma on Daf Mem Zayin says that Bein Hashmashos is not just practically, oh, maybe it's the daytime, maybe it's the nighttime. No, it's deeper than that. Bein Hashmashos is what it's called in the Achronim, a din suffek. It has the status of a suffek positively. It's not just, you're not sure. No, halachically, it's a din suffek. And the Rav compared it to androgynous. Androgynous, as we know, is what? Suffek ish, suffek isha. What does that mean? Really, he's one of them, we're just not sure which. No! According to one shita, what's an androgynous? Birya b'fnei atzma. It's not a man, it's not a woman, he's both! No, he's not both. He's neither. He's something unique. Something right? Androgynous. Something is something isha. Says the Rav, that's Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is androgynous. Where do you see that from? According to a number of rayas. The Gemara tells us, let's say, Gemara Shabbos, Aflamet Hey. Let's say I do malacha at Bein Hashmashos Friday night and Bein Hashmashos Mosi Shabbos. I do malacha then. Says the Gemara, I'm Chayav Achatos. Chayav Achatos. Rashi says there, I have to do it at the exact same moment. Both days. If I do it at 5:01 Friday night and 5:01 Motzi Shabbos, that's Abchai V'Chavis. Why? Because it's either day or it's either night. If it's day, then I did a malacha on Motzi Shabbos. If it's night, I did a malacha on Friday night. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. That's what Rashi says. But Rav Soloveitchik says, if you look in the Rambam is not Mechalik. The Rambam just says, Bein Hashmashos. He doesn't say exactly at the same moment. Sometime within this period, you did malacha. So how could that be? The answer is, explains Rav Soloveitchik, Haram Amin HaMachalik. This is quoted in the Rishima Shirim on Sukkah, page Nun Hey. Ubir Agon of Moshe. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, Shaharabam Sover Shakol Rega Shebein Hashmashos Mahaves Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila Al Pidin. V'yesh Chiyev Mimanav Shach Gam Ba'osa Malachto Bizmanim Shonim Shebein Hashmashos. Even if you do it at different times. Doesn't matter because it is a din Bein Hashmashos. And he says, and that's why the Gra was Medayik, that if you look in the Mishnah in Baba Malikin, Savech Hashecha, Savech Enech Hashecha, Ein Maaser Savadim, Ein Mabilim Sakelim, or the Mishnah we say Friday night. If it says certain Yisroel Drabbanon, he's still not allowed to do. You're allowed to be Masakin Dmai, Why can't you be mafresh shumus or maestros? As an issur d'rabbanan. Ask the Rav, Savi d'rabbanan l'kula. Why can't you do all these three d'rabbanan during ben hashmashos? Savik yom, savik laila. No, you're allowed to do amir la'akav during ben hashmashos, because that's a shvus kal. Yes, you go ahead and do malacha for you. That's mutter. But why are there issur d'rabbanan during ben hashmashos? Savik yom, savik laila. So Savi d'rabbanan l'kula. So ask the mistaver. So he says, no, that's din. Etzem hachefza shal ben hashmashos, mahavet tarti desasri shal yom v'laila. Right, and then he compares it to androgynous. And other examples of this as well. And that's why he says also maybe that the din that we mentioned two days ago, dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. That dam, zrikas hadam, if I have to be zorik, the dam of a karban, if it's shkiya, the dam becomes pasal. So why does it become pasal? During ben hashmashos, he says, yitachein sha'adin shal savi d'rabbanan, he says, v'hova ben hashmashos hu savi miyuchad, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Minaditcha dam carbon nifsal vade v'shkiyas achama. Shkiyas achama kayemes kvar chalosh shem laila. How can it be laila? It's only suffix. No, it's vadai pasal the dam at shkiyah. Because it's vadai suffix yom suffix laila. A brisker concept. And therefore he says, because of this, the concept of savi d'rabbanan l'kula does not apply. And therefore, it's not like savi d'rabbanan l'kula chal b'savik b'yediyaseinu, b'savik uvda. I don't know if I davened or not. I don't know if I benched or not. That's where you have a suffik. But if there's a suffik about the etzem chalos din, so then you don't say that. Same idea, why an androgynous is chayiv and mitzvah d'rabbanan, that women are pturus from. What do you mean? Savi d'rabbanan l'kula. No, he's a din suffik. And therefore, this hefvin, this vadai, it's a new type of bria. So therefore, that's the Rav. So it fits in very nicely, beautifully, to our Gemara. Because our Gemara is comparing it to Tumas at the home, which is basically an unanswerable question. Right? So it's a study that there's no way to know. See, here too, there's no way to know, because it's a din vadai that you'll never know. You'll never know. That's the Ritva in Yuma. I'll just read you the line of the Ritva. I didn't read the line of the Ritva. The Ritva's line in Yuma, Daf Mem Zayin, is Kisafek ben Hashmashos sheyesh bo min hayom u min halayla. That doesn't just mean he has Yom at the beginning and Laila afterwards. No. In this time period, there's Min Hayom Umin Halaila. That whole discussion of the Rav and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and others fits in nicely. Tumas Adam also, the discussion in the Achronim, most Achronim assume that even if there is Tumas at the home, that it sits as a Maratza, you still can't eat the Karban. Still can't eat the carbon. It's still a din of the chetzah shel carbon, not even in the heter achila. What, if I'm allowed to eat the carbon if it was tameh by tumas at the home? So the chora not. The Brisker Rav discusses this, but that's what he suggests. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. Says the Gemara of the Ella. We're up six lines up from the bottom. The Ella hadur boy Rami bar Chama kohen amaratze b'karbon osehem. A kohen that is bringing the carbonus. Hutrulo tumas at the home, although hutrulo tumas at the home, is tumas at the home, hutra for him. Tifsho the tumas at the home, hutrulo, tiahacha, bikohain, kaimina. So, isn't this a mefurish proof? We're talking about tumas at the home. We're saying the Mishnah is all about the kohen hamaratza b'karbonosehen. So, isn't that again, how could he even have a suffix? How could he even have a suffix? So the Gemara answers, Rami Barchama Vade Pligi, you're right. So Rami Barchama would be against, the Zikni Durham would be against Rami Barchama. That's not a problem. According to Rami Barchama, if there's Tuma Babailim, the Karban Pesach would be Pasul. Against the Zikni Durham. Right? That's because the Achil is Ma'akev, and that's generally what we assume, that the Achil is Ma'akev by Karban Pesach. But the Zikni Durham would argue. Vaiter Tashma. One more try. Vidnasa Aaron as Avona Kadashim. We're still trying to knock out those Zikni Durham, those southern elders. So the Brisa says, "V'nas Aaron is avonah kadashim." Aaron would literally carry the sin of the karbanos, right? Meaning there's some type of karban that would be kosher because of Aaron. Aaron would take care of it. Aaron, meaning the Kohen Gadol, that the tzitz would be maratze. Just the Musar Vart that we like to say over the tzitz, as we mentioned from the Rav Soloveitchik's Diak and the Rambam, that our tefillin has more kedusha than the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. You walk into a room, the tzitz is on the floor, the tefillin is on the floor, the tzitz, the kodesh l'Hashem, you pick up your tefillin first. Why? Because tefillin has so many shemos of Hashem. And look at the koach of the tzitz. It's meratzah, karbanos that are tamei. So imagine the koach of the tefillin. Imagine the koach of the tefillin. Not specifically about karbanos, but in general. Anyway, but as Aaron the Vodaka Hashem, Chiezeo Avon Osei, which sin are we talking about? Im Avon Pigol, Harik Farnem or Lo Yechashev. If it's the Avon of Pigol, it already says Lo Yechashev, meaning it's going to be Pasul. Pigol is never solved. V'im avon nosar, harik far nemer lo yiratzeh. If it's nosar, it's late, lo yiratzeh. So which avon are we talking about? What is pigol? What is nosar? So generally, we assume to say that pigol is as we're going to have many, many dafim in this masechta about the isser of pigol and this and the aveira of eating pigol. Pigol is when I think, if a kohen thinks that he's going to do a later avoda that has to do with achila shalo bismano, meaning the having to do with achilas on his beach or achilas bailam, which we've touched on already in this masechta. So that's pigol. Nosar is chutz, if you have something that was left over. Pigol is specifically thought about chutz lizmano. Rashi here has a different gerson than we have, and the Rishonim are bothered because Rashi here quotes a pasuk from chutz limkomo. Rashi changes the gerson. See on top, he quotes has a different gerson. So Rashi says sometimes chutz limkomo is also called pigol. That's something that we're going to talk about. Even though if I have a machshava chutz limkomo, I think I'm going to eat this kache kachim outside of the azara. I think I'm going to eat it in Yerushalayim. So that is a machshava shalo bimkomo. So in the Torah, that's called pasul. That's not called pigol. And in Chazal, that's pasul. Therefore, there's no kares when you eat it. It's not pigol. Pigol is specifically shalo bismano. But according to Rashi's girsa here, he changes it around a little bit. So that's an important expansion of the definition that once in a while you might find the word pigol, but it might not only mean shalo bismano, it might mean shalo bimkomo. But anyway, according to our girsa, which is Rabbeinu Tam's girsa, he said, no, pigol is shalom bismano, and the other is shalom bimkomo. So which avon are we talking about that it's maratza for? So it's not pigol, it's not nosar. Ha'eno nosi, it's avon tuma, inosi elo, it is only carries, it only is mechaper for the following. Avon tuma shehutra mechlala b'tzibur. Some type of tuma that is hutra b'tzibur. The tzibur were tam b'stame. So my tuma, what tuma are we talking about? Ilema mi tuma sheretz. If you're saying regarding tuma sheretz, the tuma sheretz is hutra b'tzibur because of its tzitz, hechi ishtari, it's not true. You never find the tuma sheretz as hutra b'tzibur. The whole kehila is tamik sheretz, you're going to bring the carbon pesach. So elo tuma smes. We must be talking about tuma smes. The tuma smes, that sits as maratza for. Vilav kigon shenitzmu bailim b'meis. And aren't we talking about where the bailim became tamei meis? Alma nitmu bailim b'meis mishalchin karbonos ayhem. So you see from there that if the bailim became tamei meis, we are mishalei karbonos. So it's a kasha on Rami Barchama. Now we're not asking a kasha on the Zikne Dorm, Rami Barchama, who we just said at the bottom of the previous Amud, that somebody who's tamei meis cannot be mishalei karbonos ayhem, which the Chor, we thought that is what we hold. So the Gemara said, no. B'mai, who are we talking about? E bin Nazir ki yamus meis alav amarachmana. So no, we come to Nazir. If a Nazir becomes to a meis, he's finished. He's got to start his Aziris again. It's so all of his Aziris. Ella lo osa pesach. But what's be referring to osa pesach? Osa pesach, that a tamei meis can be b'shalach as karbanos. So the Gemara answers, no. La olam b'sheretz. We're talking about tuma sheretz. The tzitzis maratza even on tuma sheretz. V'shem tuma ba'olam. And what does it mean that it is avon tuma shehutra mechal b'tzibur? That tamei meis, there is a tuma in general that is hutra b'tzibur. So therefore, in the world of tuma, you're allowed to be flexible in terms of what is being referred to in each context. Tamei meis, if tamei meis is in the parsha of being hutra b'tzibur, so too tuma sheretz could be Murutze through the tzitz. Let's just finish up this discussion and then we'll talk about Lamaisa. V'ika d'daiki y'maisi hachi, and some say a different diuk as follows. Avon akadashim in avon magdishin lo. By Aaron HaKohen, it says he will carry the avon akadashim, the sin of the kadashim, the karbanas themselves, and not the avon magdishim, not the ones of the people that were magdishin. So again, my tumah, which tumah are we talking about that will be solved by Aaron? Ilemab tuma sheretz. If we're talking about tuma sheretz, miyishteri b'tzibur, is it huta b'tzibur? It's not huta b'tzibur. So elo lav tuma smes. We must be talking about tuma smes. V'avon kachim in avon magdishim lo. And only if the karbon is tame, and not if the magdishim are tame. Again, it's a question because now the Gemara is suggesting, according to Rashi, that tuma smes would be hukshar according to everybody. Answer lo olam tuma sheretz v'shem tuma ba'olam. Same answer given before. Finished. Okay, Lamaisa, the Chavetz Chaim said in the Hakdamah, got to know what to take out of a sugya. So what are we paskin? What are we paskin? So let's look at the words of the Chavetz Chaim himself. The Chavetz Chaim says that we reject the Zikne Darum. A Kohen Tamei Meis is Pasul Avodim. When our Mishnah says Tamei, the beginning of the second parak, it includes everybody. That is what the V'naktinon, this page Yudalit in the Likutei Halachas, V'naktinon, Ta'af, Benitzma, Kohen, B'meis. Eino maratze b'karben yachid. V'chein kol atzmeim she'avdu avodasam psula. That is what the Chavetz Chaim paskins. Our mission is including even tumah. What about tumah sheretz hutra b'tzibur? That is not so clear. That is not so clear. Do we ever have tumah sheretz that is hutra b'tzibur? Says the Chavetz Chaim. V'im nitma b'sheretz im maratze b'karben tzibur. Mashma l'chora. Me dekamer begamara kasavni dikne darim machapin miskaprin mashba dvli didan lo sfir lehachi elatame sheretz meratze bekarbet zibur katame mace. Sounds like from Rashi and some Rishonim that tuma sheretz would be hutcha betzibur. That is not so clear because the Rambam says beferish is not like that. That might be a machlokas Rishonim. That part of it, which tuma is hutcha betzibur, but the first part of the zikne darim of what is our Mishnah referring to, that is for sure referring to tame mace as well, not only to tame sheretz. So if a kohen does avoda when he's tame mace, the avoda is pas. Okay, that takes care of tuma. So now we get into Yoshev. Yoshev, the next one of the psulim. Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak that a Yoshev is pasul. So a kohen does the avoda while he is sitting. He is pasul. We know that. How do we know that? Omar Rava, because Rava says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, La Amod Lishares. To stand up to do the avoda, La Amida Bacharte Velo Yeshiva. I have chosen you to stand and not to sit. We discussed back on Daf Chaf Aleph. Remember the discussion we had. Tosfos there asks, how is it possible that, what was that, Daf Chaf Aleph? It was earlier where this came up. How is it possible that the Gemara has a Havamina that you would do the Avoda Yoshev and you need a Pasuk to exclude it? What about the principle of Ein Yeshiva Bazar al Machos Beisavet Bilvad? Right, Tezayin Daf Chaf Aleph. Tezayin, where it came up right at the beginning of the parak. Ein Yeshiva Bazar, you're not allowed to sit down anyway. But about according to the Avoda, it's already possible. So Tosfos there had the amazing suggestion that maybe that Isser of Yeshiva Bazar is only an Isser Durabanan. That's what Tosfos suggested on the bottom of Tez Zayin Amar Aleph, Shema Eino Min HaTorah. Even though Rashi says in Sanhedrin, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Tosfos here says, maybe it is Eino Min HaTorah. The Benchas Chinuch we mentioned then said, maybe this is another example of Masra HaKasul V'Chachamim. Either sometimes there are Yisurei Daraisa, and Chazal interpret when those Yisurei Daraisa apply, and the parameters of the Yisurei Daraisa. This is what the Gemara says, and Tosfos explains it based on the Isra of Chol HaMoed. There's a Malach of Chol HaMoed. How could the Isra Malach of Chol HaMoed, according to some Rishonim, be an Isra Daraisa, and you're allowed to drive, and you're allowed to write certain things, and there's all these five heterim of the Malach of Davar on Chol HaMoed? The answer is because it might be an example of Masra HaKasal V'Chachamim. The Torah does not specify which malachos are Asra and which are Mutter. It's up to the rabbis to interpret the Isra D'Araisa. Says the Menachas Chinuch, it's the same thing here. The Isra of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elo L'Malchus Be'Yisavet Bilvad, you're not allowed to sit down in the Azara, is an Isra D'Araisa. It is an outgrowth of Mor Mikdash, the mitzvah of having trepidation and being in awe of the Beis HaMikdash. But it's up to Chazal to determine when that Isra applies. So they have the right to say that if a kohen is doing the avoda, maybe that's not called a violation of Mora. When the kohen ate their karchi kachim, they had to eat the karchi kachim in the Azara. They had to stand up when they ate. So halachically, it's better to sit down when you eat. So how they do? Unless they were sitting in one of the other lishkos that were considered holy enough to eat the carbon in, but not holy enough to be able to sit in. But he says, this is an example of Masra HaKasav Lechachamim. So we discussed that there, but there was one point that I did not get to mention there that I'll mention now, and that is there's a Tosfos in Masechas Sota. Tosfos in Masechas Sota, very halacha l'maisa, on Daf. Where's the Tosfos? Right here. Tosfos said on Daf Lamaches and Aleph that Birchas Kohanim is called an Avoda. In other context, Birchas Kohanim duchening says Tosfos, if a kohen is sitting, he's pasul l'duchen. A kohen cannot duchen sitting. That's what Tosfos says. V'nira l'ri kohen shebirich birchas kohanim biyeshiva lo asa v'lo klum horo v'iskish bracha l'sheirus v'gari sheirus amrina v'perach beis d'svachim. Our Gemara, the Yoshev Mechala Lavoda. If a kohen does the avoda sitting down, he's Mechala Lamida Bacharte Velo Yeshiva. So Hilkach Afkantar Lachzar Ulavarech Meumad. Says Tosfos, if a kohen duchen sitting down, it's a brachal of Atala, and he has to duchen again standing up.
If he can't stand?
Oh, that is sitting. What if he can't stand? Do we say that it only applies if he could stand? What if he can stand? So there is a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700s, first tshuva in Chelek Beis, where he's asked this kasha. There was an 80-something-year-old Kohen. He was elderly, he couldn't stand. Shela mikoin echad chared v'yarei es Hashem shu zaken v'svayamim karav l'shmonim. It's close to 80. Umikoa chulsha zakeno eino yachol lamod kishenose kapa v'yachol isakava shu yoshev o samuch or even leaning o low. So the first half of the tshuva he says no lo yisakapa. Tosva says it's like avoda. It's exactly. Right? Even if he's anus, right? If a kohen is anus in the Beis HaMikdash, he could do the avodah sitting? No. Onus rachmana patre. But he says, other Rishonim don't seem to say it. And he goes through a whole tshuva related to other Rishonim. We're not going to go do it. And he ends up being mekel. The Shvus Yaakov, see if we pass it this way, the Shvus Yaakov is mekel. After all, this is probably, he says, a durabanon that we compare to duchening. And the al yitam hametam elomar ich eshma lahakel davar lo delo nira behedya bedivrei echad min arishonim yachronim. Don't be surprised you didn't see this heter in any of the rishonim yachronim. Zeino, because the language of the Taz seems to say it, because the Taz says kagon yoshev she yachol laamod. That's the Taz's lashon. Mashma ha'ein yachol laamod kagon zakin achola kagav nemoda. And therefore he says, what about Shmon Esrei? Shmon Esrei is also babakam avoda. Right, it's connected to Tamidin. And yet we know if somebody cannot stand for Shmon Esrei, he can lean, he can sit if he can't do Shmon Esrei otherwise. So the same thing here. To tell him not to duchin, levatel menesias kapayim legamre, chalila. Dehu chumr dasi ledekula, levatel menesias kapayim. Dover b'shal shasei, and they're nearly pashut, that he should do it. And he says, afa bi she'en raya ladavar, zecher ladavar. I have a hint. Where? Next week's parsha. 2 weeks. Midachsiv, vayischazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al amita, when Yosef was coming to visit his dying father, makes himself strong and he sits on the mita, and it continues, Lavarech as banav. Ah, so to give a bracha, you just have to strengthen yourself and be sitting. De'ein Dunan, he says, that's what he suggests. Vayesh bracha meis Hashem, the Shmos Yaakov. Do we pass in this way? Doesn't appear that way. Does not appear we pass in this way. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, in this Kuf Chav Ches, in the Mesimna Be'er Nesias Kapayim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Eim Avarchen Ela B'lashon HaKodesh, Uba Amida, Uba Nesias Kapayim, Uplifted Arms, Uba Kol Ram. So the post can talk about each one of these. What if a Kohen doesn't have the strength to lift up his hands? He can't do it, lift Nesias Kapayim. What if he doesn't have a loud voice? Kol Ram. What if he can't stand? Each one. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if a Kohen is Chalush Ve'inu Yochel Lamod, Lo Yisakapov. That's what he quotes from the Achronim. Right, and the Achronim seem to reject this kula of the Shvus Yaakov, but because of that, but we're choshish for the Shvus Yaakov. That's why if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes there that if you have a Kohen, if he could stand up for a second, so let's say he could stand up for every word, and then he'll plop back down, something like that. So then the post can say it's okay. As long as he can stand up for that second by saying the word, so this Kohen's in a wheelchair, and therefore he could stand up for a second and then plop back down as he says the word, so then it's okay. That could be called Ba'amida if he can be standing up for a second, even if he's about to fall down. That's what he says. But if he can't even do this, so he quotes here from Achronim that maybe you should even go out before it say. Because of the Shvus Yaakov Shita that you can duchen, so therefore maybe you should be careful not to be inside Bisman that the Chiyav kicks in, which is by Ritzay, and you should go out before that. That is what the Piskei Tshuvos here discusses. Seems like one shouldn't be duchening, relying on that Shvus Yaakov L'chachila. We find elsewhere, by the way, what Tosas assumes, where else do we find that duchening is called avoda? The fact that we do it during Shmon Esrei. What else do we do during Shmon Esrei? It's called avoda. That's a raya Reb Chaim brings to explain the Shita of the Ramban. The Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, whether davening every day is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam says, as we've quoted many times, mitzvah say daraisa to daven every day. Lavda b'chol avavchem avodah shebelev. Mashenki, the Ramban, no, it's not a mitzvah to daven every day. Only be'ish sara. When there's times of national difficulties, or personal difficulties, a sara, but it's not a mitzvah to daven every day. Ask the Ramban, there's a mitzvah of nesias kapayim, mitzvah of duchening, which is a mitzvah say daraisa. That you have to do once a day every day. That's what we assume the mitzvah is, at least once a day every day, in a place where you can do it. So ask the Reb Chaim. According to the Ramban, duchening is a mitzvah, but you have to do that during avoda. So the avoda itself of tefillah is drabanan, while duchening is a mitzvah saseh daraisa. How could that be? So Reb Chaim explains, it's quoted in the Emek Bracha, in the name of Reb Chaim, that the Reb Chaim assumed that no, even though the Ramban says that there's only a chiyuv drabanan by tefillah, there has to be a kiyum daraisa. Even though there's no chiyuv, there has to be a kiyum. Right, we find this, right, a woman shaking a lulav. There's no chiyav daraisa, but there's a kiyam daraisa. So too says Reb Chaim, it has to be that even the Ramban agrees there's a kiyam daraisa by tefillah, because you have to have duchening. And duchening is avoda. And you have to, what, duchening is only drabanah bezman hazeh, l'chor is daraisa. So therefore, That's what Reb Chaim assumed. Okay, finishing up. So the Gemara says that yeshiva is excluded based on the pasuk. Satan Rabbanan. Lam or the Shareis mitzvah. Kishahu omer ha'omdim shana olam akasav la'akev. So it says the word amida twice to make it li'ikuva, that your mechal, a person is mechal of the avoda if he does the avoda sitting. Amalei Ravalor of Nachmin michdi yoshev kizardami umachal avoda. Wow, very strong lashon. Another, put it on the list of the psulim that have the status of a czar. Mechusar begadim, miyuter begadim. The Gemara says, isn't sitting just like a czar, and he's mechal the avoda? Ema, so go one step further. Ma zor b'misa, af yoshev b'misa. Maybe even if a kohen does the avoda sitting, he should be chayev misa, like a czar who does the avoda. Alam atanya, why did we learn? Aval Arel Onein Yoshev Einod Bemisa Elabaz Hara. Why are those only Lav? Why does Nachi of Misa? Answer: Mishum Tavim Mechusar Begadim Shelo Rachitz Yedayim Veraglayim Shneksuvin Abanka Echad. No, because Mechusar Begadim and Shelo Rachitz tell us the same halacha. There's a two psukim that are both telling me that it's Nachi of Misa. Shneksuvin Abanka Echad Eim Alamdin. You can't learn it from two psukim. The fact that the Torah says it twice, it must be that the Torah does not want us to expand it and learn it to any other halachas. Well, the Mand Amar Malamdin, and even if you according to the Shita that says Shneksuvin can be a limud, don't be medayik so much. Shtuya yayin havile shlishi. For shlishi, the divrei akol emalamdim. Shtuya yayin would make a threesome. And threesome, everybody agrees. Shlosha ksuvin habon keechad. One cannot learn from. Just end off with the divrei kodesh. The sefer hamzachim that we've quoted before. He talks about how it's amazing. The Gemara says it's like a czar. It's like a czar if you sit down. Zar, you can say, so if it's like a czar, so what do you need the pasuk for? The pasuk la'amido b'chartiv lo yeshiva, unless the pasuk is being megala, that it's like a czar. So the Dvar HaKodesh says no, because you would have thought there are different types of psulim in the Mishnah. Certain psulim have to do with the pasulus of the karban, and certain psulim would have to do with the pasulus of the avoda. I would have put yoshev with pasulus of the avoda, not with the karban. What's wrong with the karban? You're just doing the avoda sitting down. This isn't like tuma. This isn't like a machshava shalol lishmo, which would be what pasul the karban possibly. So yoshev you would have put as just a problem in the avoda, but the karban doesn't have a problem with it. Lamay nafgamina. There's something called ibur tsura. So you have to wait for a karban for the next day to burn a pasul karban. Okay, you burn it today. So sometimes the Gemara says if it's not a pasul in the karban, wait till the next day so it's for sure pasul. It's no sar, and then you burn it. Says the Dvar HaKodesh, maybe I would have thought that yoshev is just a pasul in the avoda. And therefore, you have to wait till the next day. It's not a psul in the carbon itself. Kamash Malan, that's why you have the extra pasuk to teach me that it is a psul even in the gufa carbon. The Ati Ish Lifsul Yoshi Misham Zaris, Rashi says, Reshana Kaz of Akim, Shemai Taima, Psul Yoshi, Psul Bechiyuve, the Chalba carbon, Idea about this Yoshev. Lachain lo yeitana carbon, Ibert Sura. Okay, that's the Dvar HaKodesh. Tomorrow Shabbos, we're not going to have the shir, but there's one amazing line on tomorrow's daf. Enjoy it. It's that HaKadosh, this is quoted in many, many places, one of the most famous lines in Maseches Zvachim, that David HaMelech sanctified the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, that was his son Shlomo, but David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Ritzpah. That line, that's Zvachim Chavdalen. Tomorrow's line, as Hashem, there'll be a time that we'll have Be'er Nafshir on it, but that is David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Ritzpah. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a Chanukah Sameach.